Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Our friend Linda Kearns, you're the best. Are you going to get a little bit of a break here?
Well, I am. Good morning, Dawn. I still have some things to wrap up from the election. So I'm not quite finished. And election integrity is a 365-day-a-year job, so I never rest.
So what's going on? What's the latest? Because I heard last night I was running errands, picking up, you know, the kids and whatnot from sports and stuff. And I hear you calling to there's all this breaking news, and it broke on the Zioli show. And then you were calling in, and you were hysterical, by the way. That was so funny. But if anybody missed it, but so Casey has conceded. So what does that mean for the recount?
Right. So Casey conceded, and once he conceded, the secretary did put out a directive that the counties do not have to continue to proceed if they do not want to. And we obviously have people at all of the recounts, and they've been notifying us one by one. I think the last I saw, like, most of them had said, we're not going to continue. So they're stopping the recount. They were all almost done anyway. Okay. So when they notify us of that, then we don't need our observers there anymore. So yeah, it was a great day. I mean, I think it was too little too late. Mm-hmm. But he conceded, and now it's official. Dave McCormick is the new U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, and I am extremely proud of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody just wants to move on, and especially moving into the holiday week. I'm glad people don't have to, you know, and I know you're among them because you have to observe everything. But, you know, people don't have to stand in a big warehouse building counting these things for days. So when they're going into maybe some holiday travel and that sort of thing.
But I do hope that all of the attention that was on this election,
yeah.
I hope that people stay interested. You know, if you became a poll worker mm-hmm. during this election, be a poll worker in the spring in the primary. If you were a poll watcher, contact your local, your county party or a candidate and ask if you can be a poll worker, a poll watcher on their behalf. So mm-hmm. I'd like to see a lot of this enthusiasm continue. And if all of the Republican voters that voted in this election vote next year in the municipal elections, I think we're going to see some real change.
Yeah, and change because it's like the old saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. So think about what was attempted here. Right. What was attempted was to count illegal. At the end of the day, the attempt was to count illegal ballots. And so you and your team, essentially, you had to go into court and make sure that the law was followed. And I think, Linda, there's an assumption maybe in the past people trusted and said, well, the elections and everybody's going to follow the law, of course, and nobody's going to do things that they know are illegal. But the truth is, you had to mind every single, you know, situation, it feels like, to make sure that the laws were followed.
Right. And these counts, these decisions by boards of elections, they go on after every election. And if we go back and look at what they voted on in the primary, no doubt that they voted to count these ballots in the primary. But when the elections aren't that close, people aren't paying as much right. attention. And it took a lot to both in court and just having people there to object when we needed it. And that's all due to Chairman Whatley's vision. And I've said it before. He came to me in the beginning of the year, and we had a meeting with some other people from the RNC, and we talked about what do we need in Pennsylvania. And he knew what we needed, and he made sure we had the resources. And I credit him with this election and us turning Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and he's coming up just around the corner. The story is a breaking news story, and some of the New York TV stations are covering this, that Judge Juan Merchan, by the way, adjourning President-elect Donald Trump's November 26th sentencing date. Looks like the judge is allowing Trump's defense team to file a motion to dismiss this case. And he laid out a briefing schedule there, so that defense motion is due December 2nd. So it looks like that case is winding down. And that was probably expected, Linda.
Yeah, there was a lot on the line in this election, because had we not prevailed, I have no doubt that the left would have continued that insidious lawfare that they started. But but we did prevail. So I'm very glad about that. So and I think that was the right decision by the judge to allow Trump's defense team to do that. So let's just continue to keep our fingers crossed. And I hope the left learned their lesson. And I hope Mark Elias learned his lesson, because he came into Pennsylvania and just sprinkled lawyers all over the place. They were like locusts. But we had a plan. I had already recruited the lawyers. You know, I'd spent the year doing that, and we made sure everyone was trained. We had a plan with our staffers. We knew who to call at the boards of elections to find out, you know, when these recounts were happening, when the provisional ballots were being looked at in canvas, when the mail-in ballots were being canvassed. So we were ready. This was building up the entire year, and we were absolutely ready. So I think that we showed that we are the anti-Mark Elias state. And I like to think of myself as Pennsylvania's anti-Mark Elias.
Amen. We do have Michael Whatley ahead. So we'll look forward to his comments. But Linda Kearns, all your hard work. You mentioned the locusts. We got rid of the locust, the top cicadas. Rich Scioli gave that one nickname to Casey Jr. So a lot of little insect references here. But seriously, Linda, terrific job on this. I think you made Pennsylvania proud and certainly brought forth a lot of election integrity. I think we can agree on that with your professionalism and your incredible work ethic. Linda, thank you.
Dawn, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to your entire team, because having me on and with the ability to talk directly to the voters was just, I think it turned the corner. And we owe everything to your station.
Linda, thank you.
And I just want to make a producer's note, Linda. I can't wait to see you Monday out at the NAC Newtown Athletic Club. Woo. Come see Linda Kern, Scott Pressler, and the rest of the Mount Rushmore live with Dom Giordano and Jim Worthington. Newtown Athletic Club with a live broadcast Monday beginning at noon.
And I'm bringing Joe DeFelice. He's who I call my election law soulmate. I couldn't have done it without him. He's the attorney I had in charge of Philadelphia. And then a couple of my other team members are also going to come to see the whole show. And I really appreciate that honor. I thank you for it.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.